The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on iTunes and at davedameshek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
Hi and hello, football fans. It's your old pal Dave, Dave Dameshek. What's going down? I hope all's well wherever you are. Welcome to episode number 162 of the Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available as always on iTunes and at nfl.com/Sheck, S-H-E-K, a special show ready to go for you today. The Around the League Debate Club is coming momentarily. In the meantime, ooh la and la are the three words I have for those joining me in 66 right now. Two pals I've made, two new pals on the top 100 players of 2013 show that you see every Thursday night at 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock out on the East Coast. It's Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, and from Yahoo Sports, Mike Silver.
Ooh.
How about this? Star study.
I mean, whoa, Mike Silver's in the house today, man.
Well, you it's know, exciting. I don't know which is more exciting.
We've long suspected that Warren likes hanging out with members of a certain ethnic group. Warren, you are an honorary Jew today. Congratulations. Yeah. That every day, really.
Well, I went to the University of Miami, so I think I kind of beat you to it before me and you met. But, hey, it is what it
that
is.
That must be an interesting cross of cultures at on that campus there, right?
Yeah, we all come together at the UC where the pool is and watch the girls tan and put on their sunglasses and go to class and come back. It's a horrible life at the University of Miami.
There were no Jewish fellas on the Hurricane football team, though, at least for my recollection. I know a lot of people thought that Bernie Kosar was Jewish.
Ed Reed, baby.
No.
Couldn't that be shortened from like Reed, Steve?
Reed won that when I was there. So,
Edgerrin James,
Benny Blades.
No.
All right. Well, I'm taking shots.
I'm thinking of the kicker.
Oh yeah, that could be. Carlos Huerta.
Not Huerta. The one behind Huerta.
Gino Taredovich?
No. I had Dane Pruitt.
Pruitt. That could be.
That don't count.
I'm not
Dane.
Sure.
There's no Jews named Dane.
Yeah.
That's a white person, not Jew name.
He's from Alabama. Oh, I'm messing with you.
All right, listen.
He's hard, cold country bumpkin.
We have much to discuss, and let's start with this. And Sapp, I want to get your thoughts on it. But first, Silver. You are in the eye of the hurricane this week because about a month ago, you said that you had a source, a definitive source,
yep,
that told you that Bill Belichick was not a fan of Tim Tebow. In fact, that he hated him, not as a man, but as a football player. And then 1 month later, Belichick signs Tim Tebow. You may have heard the news on that. That happened earlier this week.
Yes, I did. And, I do not like being dead wrong in public. And by definition, I am wrong. Although my source, even weeks later when Bill Belichick was strongly denying that he felt that way about Tebow, said, look, that's the way he feels. He's expressed it often. And after the signing, I know there were coaches in the building who were shocked. But, money talks, and they just gave Tim Tebow money to be a member of the Patriots. So I have to believe that Bill probably reconsidered, and Warren can probably help me here because I think he and I have similar sensibilities on this, and we've heard some of the same things out of that building. But, Bill likes to believe he's the smartest man in the room, and he often is. I don't mean to be, to sound too smarmy. He's very, very smart. And what they've done offensively, innovation-wise, the last couple of years hasn't gotten as much attention as his great defensive innovations, but everything from the tight ends to what they've done with tempo, slowing it down, speeding it up, it's great. So Bill probably reached a point where he said, you know what? If anyone could figure out if this could possibly work in unorthodox ways, it's me, and I'm going to take these next 2.5 months to evaluate whether that's possible at very little risk. I don't know that he makes the team.
I agree. I think that's up in the air. I don't know for certain. I do think here, reading the tea leaves, though, this is a guy, Tim Tebow, his last significant playing time was in their playoff run 2 years ago. They smoked the Broncos when they pay a visit to Foxborough. But the week before, they beat the Steelers in Mile High.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
I do remember watching that. In fact, I still didn't understand the overtime rules at that point, and I thought Demaryius Thomas, as he went into the end zone, I thought, well, now the Steelers have to score a touchdown. Oh, wait, it's over?
By the way, two things. One, How do you feel about the new overtime rules? If you can't explain them in a sentence, if it takes longer to explain the overtime rules than to pitch a movie, not a good thing. And I can't even remember what number two was, but I wanted to ask Sap, do you think that was an arrogant Dick LeBeau game plan in that playoff game, that Steeler-Bronco game? In other words, they could have probably defensed Tebow a little more conservatively. He went with the –
They went all in. They dared him,
throw
basically.
It past us. And he's such a great coordinator, but I felt like maybe he could have been a little less cocky about it.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the Pittsburgh Steelers' Pittsburgh defense? Is they're cocky. We do what we want to do. But the one thing in the last couple of years that I've seen more than anything has been a blueprint against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense of how you attack them. Not everybody has the personnel to spread them out, go four wide, put Troy Polamalu on the back end, and read the quarterback eyes. I mean, everybody can't have that. But the elite teams like Denver, the New England Patriots, they can do it. They can get it done. You know what I'm saying? So you have to play the game. And whenever you think you've cracked the code or you have a certain thing that can't be beaten, it'll be beaten. You know, nobody thought the 46 defense could ever be solved, right? Dan Marino spread that thing out on Monday Night Football.
That's exactly right. It
happened. And the 46 solved the West Coast. That was, hey, Joe Montana could complete all the sweet passes he wants.
Cover
but
two.
We're going to kill him.
Cover two killed the West Coast.
Tampa two.
Sap.
You had to call it Tampa. I just call it cover two because I am Tampa. So.
What about this? A Miami guy. So listen, what do you think about Dan Marino? I have said many times before, to the chagrin of Chicago Bears fans, in 1985, if Dan Marino and company would have shown up for the game in the Orange Bowl and beaten those Patriots when they came down there to beat them in the title game, Marino would have gone to the Super Bowl on the fast track in a dome after whipping them in the Orange Bowl a month before.
Way.
I think they would have beaten the
no
Bears in the Super Bowl.
Way.
How say you? I asked the question to Sap, Silver. We'll get to
Sap
you.
Sap was 3 years old.
You know what we could call this podcast? Silver and Gold Jacket. That's what we'll call it.
How old are you again, Silver?
483.
No, I mean, you sound like a chick right now. I don't want to say your age. How old are you as a man?
I'm 47 years old as a man.
I'm 40.
You saw me at lunch. I can't read without taking off my glasses.
But you can't tell me that I was 6 years old.
What's your eyes? I said, dude, I'm old.
How am I 6 years old and I'm actually watching Dan Marino do this to the Bears in 85?
You were a fan.
I'm 12.
You were a fan.
A fan of who?
The Dolphins. Oh, no, Cowboys.
Who told you that?
Cowboy fan.
Oh, so you actually listen to me sometimes.
Once in a while.
I love when reporters want to tell me about my life. It's a beautiful thing when someone sitting in front of me telling me what I like and who I'm a fan of.
Let me tell you some more things about your life.
I love it. Go right ahead.
You, I believe, had a two-year stretch with 29 sacks combined in those 2 years.
Holy hell, is that right?
Which was the highest figure in the league, not just for a tackle or anyone. So right. I do listen once in a while.
Right. I want to hear about this, Sap, and I want to talk Hall of Fame, too. But what about my question? Would Marino have beaten them? No, you don't think so. Okay, we're not going to indulge that because
We got way more to do.
We have better things to talk about.
Then go relive, what, that Tony Easton it was?
Tony Easton, that's right. Steve Grogan.
Grogan, Tony Easton with the neck roll.
Yes, that's exactly right, Sap.
Can we just get back to me for 1 second?
I want to hear what Sap thinks about Tim Tebow.
What do you think of Tebow? Yes,
makes the team. Does he make the team?
No, stop.
You think he has no chance?
Here's the thing. I didn't know this number was that bad until they put it up on the screen the other day on Total Access. 46.8% completion.
I wish his face was visible.
That's the thing. I mean, we're in the middle of the NBA Finals, and if I had Dwayne Wade shooting that, the Heat wouldn't be in trouble right now. You see what I'm saying? But we're talking about an NFL quarterback. Nah, dog, stop that. And Belichick's always prided himself on being meticulous. And I know why you brought Randy Moss in. And I know why you brought Wes Welker in, and these guys developing 100 catch receivers, 23 touchdowns, all the skills. But when you pick Tom Brady with 199 and he turns into arguably one of the top three quarterbacks that have ever played a game, you get a little full of yourself.
I guess so. And they brought in flyers on Albert Hainsworth and other
Albert,
guys that didn't work
Ocho
out.
Ocho Cinco,
right.
The rugby player in the third round, and all kind of foolishness.
The safety they drafted.
They screwed up. Yeah, it's not like he's some infallible personnel guy. But let me just lay this theory on.
How does Tim Tebow help this team?
I'm telling you.
The last time I checked, the offense was damn good and the defense was 31st.
Here's my thought. He looks at tape.
That's it. Nobody has talked about this. Tim Tebow coming off the edge.
I'm going to tell you this, baby.
I absolutely could see that, by the way.
You cannot.
Listen, you know what, Troy Brown was in the secondary, and Mike Vrabel was catching passes in the red zone.
I caught passes at tight end, too. Welcome to the club. So that's the whole point. When you're talking about a quarterback, because I used to live with one of my roommates, Ryan Collins was a quarterback at the University of Miami, and they gave him a 20 number. Listen,
Ryan Collins is a very significant figure in Miami lore. That's Luke Campbell threatening to give the death penalty.
Nah, shut up, Ryan Kermit. That foolishness. Ryan Collins is a quarterback, and they gave him a 20 number. And we were all laughing like, oh, boy, you're going to be a DB in a minute. He's like, what? Bernie Kosar.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say Bernie, right.
You have to realize as a quarterback, you don't get hit, and you don't allow anything to get hit. That's the whole point. A quarterback doesn't like contact. That's why Tom Brady flinches in the pocket sometimes. I don't want to be hit.
I love that Sapp
switches from quarterback going
Sapp
to defense.
Sapp is a legit football guy who can back up everybody. There's something about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Whatever else is going on in the NFL, as long as those two are around, people seem petrified to say boo about either one of them. But the fact of the matter is, in Sapp,
they're pretty good.
Well, they are good. But they, you know what? Guess what? How many rings have they won in the last 8 years combined? One. Listen, but that's exactly right. Those two guys do not like pressure, and no quarterback wants to get hit. Obviously,
tough to say Brady hasn't won any rings when
he hasn't, though.
Ridiculous completions in both games to deny him rings.
No, he hasn't been great. He has
David
not.
David Tyree. He was pretty close against the Giants both times.
Sure, he was. But
could have had two more.
Can I tell you? Well, he could have. But you know what? He has not played great in playoff games consistently. He hasn't had one playoff season in which he's played well in all those games.
His last playoff game was not good. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, but that's become the norm.
Nor was Peyton's.
Well, Peyton is always lousy in January. I've often compared his Januaries to what the Atlanta Braves, Tom Glavin and Greg Maddux would do. You feast on second-tier teams, but when you get into the postseason, there's no dead weight left, and you get exposed for your lack of raw physical skill.
Let me run this theory by Sapp, because I'm curious about this. You know, one thought on Peyton is it Marty Schottenheimer syndrome? He's so on point and so demanding every week. He's on his guys. We got to do this. We got to do this. Like Marty with the long speeches every day and the long days. Does that mean that when you get into the postseason, it's harder to get guys up to that next postseason level, whereas other teams who haven't been grinding like that are more able to make that jump? Is there anything to that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, because if you're consistently one way every time I come to the job, then why am I affected by how you come into the job like you came in every other day?
But maybe you can't raise it up from
What do you mean
that?
Raise it up? The last time I checked, Peyton Manning threw a bad pick at the end of the game that Williams picked off and got his team. And then he was in the Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears and threw two picks early in that game.
Right.
And Tony Dungy sat him down and said, son, if you don't check this ball down, you will lose this game. You can't throw it up the sideline. I think Peyton Manning puts so much work into the film room that when he comes out, he has the supreme confidence in his film watching and his ability to control an offense and control a defense that he can fit it in there. And many times in New England he got picked off, and many other games he got picked off. That's why he's tied for the most career playoff
losses.
That's
exactly right. Listen, I like that. Back to my point. Yeah, it's easy to do that when you're playing the Cardinals or a bum team.
Exactly. But when you get
sneaking
to the elite
those in there when there's
and
dead
they're not
weight
enforcing
out
the defensive holding and contact and PI rules like they do in the regular season, where it's like, oh, you touched him. In the playoffs, they're going to let you play a little bit.
They let you play a little bit, but he was one of the reasons why we have the rules now, because New England beat up Marvin Harrison.
Yeah,
God, Jesus. I mean, it was
unbelievable. And then they beat up the Rams.
Yeah, they beat up Marshall Faulk. Faulk still hates him for it. Yeah. To this day.
All right, Sapp. But let me just say this, just to finish the Tebow thing, and then we'll move on to more interesting
Tebow's
stuff.
Tebow is like a bad cold or a summer cold that just won't go away.
Well, I agree, but here's what I say.
But will it go away?
Silver, listen to what I'm telling you.
And will they play him at other positions? They can't play him at
quarterback. I'm telling you something, Silver. Let me say this to you.
He lost 52 pounds.
He did? 52?
Break him like a twig.
Oh, my goodness.
Split him in half.
That guy lost 50. I can't imagine that he could take off 52 pounds of that frame.
He was rocked up.
I guess he was. But, boy, he must really be
off the edge.
260 to 215? There you go. There's your 50 pounds.
215.
But listen, so I'll he's watching. Him. So Belichick watches before that game when the Broncos go out there to Foxborough 2 years ago. He spends a week breaking down film of Tim Tebow. Again, he has. Again, we talk about the hubris of Belichick. I could see him in that week thinking, boy, I would really be able to do stuff with this guy. I know how to shut him down.
Really,
this
you got
week.
The number one scoring offense in the NFL, and you're watching a guy play schoolyard, kill the man with the ball for 55 minutes, listen, and you're thinking, "What I can do with this?"
They're not going
to
take Tom Brady off the field.
I'm trying to turn the damn tape off.
They better not take Tom Brady off.
Dave, Mike, if I'm watching Tim Tebow, I didn't watch the first three quarters. Mm-hmm. I only turned on the fourth. Because if it was going to happen, that's when it was going to happen.
Here's my theory, though. Rob Gronkowski, bunch of health issues lately. He makes trouble. This is not the Belichick way. Maybe they fear Gronkowski isn't going to be ready to go early in the year. Therefore, they may struggle in the red zone. Ergo, if they put Tebow in the backfield and they run some nonsense and hand the ball off to him and he can throw it only you know, inside the 10
Bill
or
Belichick.
15.
And maybe
No.
I want to test your theory. Back at you. Bill Belichick, football genius. Maybe Vince Lombardi. Tom Brady. Joe Montana. What'd you say? Run what?
Some hokum.
He doesn't run a lot of hokum.
Some hooey and applesauce.
You know what he does? He comes up with good schemes and all that, but he doesn't run gadget plays for the most part. I'm going to tell you this.
Tom Brady really does not want to hold that ball anymore. That's why they got rid of Randy Moss. You remember how they used to fake the dive, mm-hmm. then he'd come to reverse, and Tom be holding that ball. He'd be waiting on Randy to get deep. Tom don't want to hold that ball no more.
Trickery, you're right. They don't run proper gadget plays, but they do hand the ball to Aaron Hernandez out of the backfield. Right. I mean, they do stuff that's
unorthodox. They don't have a running back.
They got LeGarrette Blount now. Now that's a possibility there. Yeah. He could pound that thing.
All right. Before we talk some top 100, because that's what we kibitz about on Thursday nights, I want to say I want to ask you guys first of all, Sap with the Hall of Fame and Mazel Tov to you, of course.
Thank you.
I've said that to you, and I want to know who's introducing you.
My daughter.
That's nice. That's nice.
15-year-old.
I'm not saying that you should at least consider, because nothing's set in stone.
This is my day. Mm-hmm. So if it's nothing other than you requesting yourself, then let's leave it at that, because you know I love you.
Yeah, but it'd be great.
I love you.
Wouldn't it be nice if I were up there?
Why don't you do it from a car?
I don't think I've fed you once or changed your diaper.
No.
She has a little bit more love for me.
If that's how you want to go,
and that's where I'm going.
You know,
don't you start.
Would I be in your top Jew list of possible
absolutely,
presenters?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
absolutely.
All I want.
Top three, baby.
Okay, I'll
really?
Take that.
Eisen.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, really?
Oh,
good for you,
right.
Silver.
Because he knows I would do it justice. I would probably drop an F-bomb.
Rich is the MC for the party when the liquor gets flowing. Okay? there's nobody better with a little liquor flowing and a little couple jokes than Rich. Rich is the best. Rich is the best when it comes to that, baby.
Two things I want to say about. First of all, Belichick, this notion that he's a genius. Isn't that undone by the fact that he is supposedly a defensive genius, right?
Right, but his offensive innovation – these
fine.
Last few
no,
years
no, no,
has
no,
been
but
good.
No. My point is, if he's a defensive guru, some genius with it, then how come he hasn't had a defense rank in the top eight in the last 8 years?
Because he's not a drafting genius, and they had a billion picks.
Yeah,
and they made some. How many?
Had some free agents.
Yeah,
too.
How many impact guys on defense? I mean, Mayo looked like he'd be one. Who's the guy who made the Pro Bowl? Then
Spikes.
Merriweather.
Spikes was Merriweather from my high school.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I mean, they have not gotten impact defensive players in there for a long time. And remember we used to say Brewski, Vrabel, McGinnis, Harrison. They're good guys, but they're not superstars.
Sure.
Guess what? They're way better than the guys they've had since then. Underrated.
That doesn't get Belichick. Willie McGinnis
has 102.5 career sacks, buddy. So.
Willie McGinnis is a bad man.
Willie McGinnis got more playoff sacks than anybody else in playoff history. So
don't
get it twisted.
Or Andre Tippett, who played in that 1985 Super Bowl.
Tippett's a beast.
Yeah, he was good.
Tippett's way. I love Willie Mack, but boy, Tippett.
What about James Blackmon? I love that guy, Blackmon. On the
Are you talking about Rolando Blackmon?
No,
from the Dallas Mavericks?
No, for the Kansas State.
For who? Who did you just say?
I told you, you're a baby. You're a child.
What about, and I do want to get your thoughts on the Heat, too. But now, Sap, this is the thing you get attention for 2 years in a row now, and I don't like you doing it as someone who hails from the banks of the Three Rivers.
Pittsburgh. I see you with the Pittsburgh.
Why do you, and by the way,
stop.
I got to give Sap credit because we have a black and white picture of a guy wearing number 53 in the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform. I said to Sap, do you have any idea who that is? He said, please. Obviously, it's Hugh Green. He knew. I love
from
that.
From Pitt.
I love when the second players the actually
second
know
the
history.
1980.
And also, Sap, you see you're on our wall of 66 here. We have players that wore 66 in sports history. We have to turn you upside down, but we wanted to represent.
Yeah, baby, I love it.
You're represented, though. Yeah, there
he is. Jack Lambert. Lacking teeth.
I'm going to tell you something that you would love. In 1996, the man walked through the door, Tony Dungy. And me and him, I was going looking for him. He was coming looking for me. We met each other. Whoa, I'm looking for you. You looking for me? Yeah. Come to my office. We go in his office, sit him down. He said, I'm going to turn you loose. He said, I'm going to let you play how you played in college. I said, what? 3 yards, build a camp in the backfield? He said, yes. And with that, I want you to chase one thing, 10-4-2. I said, what's 10-4-2? 10 straight Pro Bowls, 4 world championships, and 2 defensive players of the year. That's Joe Green's resume.
Wow.
Then he looked at Derrick Brooks and said, Jack Ham is yours. So he said, Joe Green and Jack Ham, I want on my defense.
He forgot to get L.C. Greenwood, though, and Mel Blunt. No, you had a lot of good players on your defense.
Yeah, that was a – wow.
When does Silver won his championship? When does he win his championship?
Or
getting a yellow jacket? I mean, I'm trying to understand these jokes.
I go to the Super Bowl every year. Every year.
Me too.
That's a fair point.
That's
true.
Me too.
Yeah.
But, Sap, why – this is nice that you –
You don't go to Canton every year, do you?
No, but I might go this year in case Mercedes gets stage fright. We need, you know.
Nah, Saps don't get.
I have already put my bid in to be at the top.
Saps do not get stage fright.
All right.
We show up and we show out.
Sap,
I believe
why
that.
Do you feel compelled to keep denouncing the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Wait. Stop. Here's the thing. Facts are facts. And when your defense doesn't rush the quarterback very well, as last year's was more than – where the pass rush is coming from. And then when 3 of your 4 secondaries are 32 years and older.
Yes.
I'm wondering, I understand y'all have this thing about a staircase to 7 and all of this, you know, one for the thumb and all, you know, on the other hand. I got that. But, and then they tell me all the time, we got 6 championships, you got 1. Oh, so I got to go against the 9 Pro Bowlers that played in the 70s when I was 4 or 5 years old? Really? I don't get to just go against the modern-day Pittsburgh Steelers.
But
the thing is,
to.
Facts are facts. And 7 of their 11 starters are 28 years and older. Last time I checked, when personnel guys in this league see you around 28, 29, they go to say, okay, the backup's coming, and we got an exit plan, and his contract numbers are. They don't do that in Pittsburgh, do they?
No.
Because my friend, number 99 in your program, number 1, Brett Kiesel, he turns 35 in September.
I agree.
I retired at 35. And Foot, whose birthday was just yesterday, turned 33.
Well, your boy out of Miami was supposed to take over that spot in the middle there and ruined his knee. He's from the U. I can't think
they
of the guy's
name.
They
did get rid of Foot way back when.
Sean Spence from Miami.
No, he wasn't big enough.
No, they love him. He was doing in training camp last August. They were wild.
Yeah, because he's fast, and their defense ain't fast. And when you see speed, you're like, oh, my God, Jesus, speed. That's why y'all grow the grass in Heinz Field like that. It's a slow track with a bunch of slow guys.
I love gamesmanship like that. I like the dead spots in the old Boston Garden.
When your team
is
slow and you build your facility for a slow team, what if I said that was wrong? And they old because 7 of the 11 is 28 and older.
Are you saying Mike Wallace is going to get even faster when he gets off that turf?
No, no one leaves Pittsburgh.
Grass?
Very few people leave the Steelers or the Patriots and go on to equal success at their next stop. There's something about that. I don't know what
those
the
two organizations.
Is. They know
Wes Welker is going to break the mold.
No.
He's going to.
I disagree with that. I don't think he will. I think. I mean, I think he'll be good, but I think he's talk about a guy who's a little long in the tooth.
I do disagree with
that. Talk about small. Talk about a smaller guy. Mm-hmm. Who's taken a beating. I mean, he's really got – I don't buy that Belichick and company let him walk if they, I mean, they didn't put up a fight for him. It's not
The guy that walked in the door has only played 12 games in the last 32.
That's right.
So I'm trying to figure that out.
That guy takes a licking.
But I think
he's on the bench.
All right, Sam. But yes, here's the
big
thing.
By the way,
I could take
one hit in the NFL and I would be hospitalized.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Well, if when you're a team like the Steelers that is predicated around the draft and you don't dabble in free agency, then you can't blow drafts.
You can't miss.
They've missed bad. They've undone them.
And now they're holding on to those long in the tooth guys.
Right.
You can win game with old, unry men, but they must be old, unry skilled men. And I don't see a lot of skill left.
Except
for the quarterback. They got him. They got a chance.
We all love him.
Come on.
And I don't know that they have the answer at wide receiver. I know Antonio Brown is
Who's
not a legit
Who's going to run the ball for you?
Oh, they got Le'Veon Bell out of Michigan State, and they're very excited about him. And I like the offensive line.
Like Spence.
He was the first back drafted, correct? Le'Veon Bell. First back off the board.
I think it was Giovanni Bernard.
I'm pretty sure.
But running backs come a dime a dozen, two nickels every
All
time.
All right. So listen, here's the one thing we do know about the top 100 because we should address that quickly. As it turns out, we have been speculating about it. We've all been annoyed by it, that one of these tight ends, one of these big-name tight ends isn't going to make
the Jimmy Graham, now and we're appalled.
Now it's Vernon – we know Vernon Davis made it, which is the right thing. But, no, it's going to be Jimmy Graham.
It's going to be Jimmy Graham.
I think we all agree that
How can you make
Jimmy
a list
Graham
of the top 100 players because, and not have Jimmy Graham on it?
And have Dennis Pitt on it.
Let's just do this.
When you think of the New Orleans Saints, you think Greg Williams, Sean Payton, Bounty, everything but – what a great tight end. That's the last thing you thought about in the last 2 years. I know he is. And he's from the U and everything. I understand everything in this.
You used to sit courtside and watch him. That's why you
love him. I'm not that young either. I'm not old, but I'm not that young either. So the whole thing about it is this kid, that's the last thing you think about. That's the last thing you think about. You think about Anthony Hargrove.
I think of him.
Jonathan Vilma.
No, I play fantasy football, so I'm locked in on that guy because he just throws. It turns out his back
was messed up last year, and so his
still was productive. He had I think 80 something catches, 90 catches.
Yeah, I think he's a matchup nightmare of all
for
time
for anybody.
Yes.
Yeah,
Sap.
Yes.
Are you tight? Scale of 1 to 10. How close are you with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade in that group of guys down there in Miami?
Five.
So they like to hang out with you. What do you?
No, I run into them and we have a good
dinner
time.
With them
I've had, this is funny because Gabriella Union, I saw her the other day. Because that's my ace. I mean, the girls, the wives and the girlfriends. I hang out with them more than you because they got friends. See what I'm saying? That's what you want. You want to hang out with the girlfriend who got the friend that hook you up like that. You don't want to hang out with the guys. But me and D Wade was at dinner one time and I got the big meatballs at Prime 112. Mm-hmm. And the way I do mine is I chop mine up and cut it over and put it over top of my Caesar. So I did it. So she was like, we went to dinner the other night, and Dwayne cut the thing up like I got this from Sap. I said, no, he did. And she's like, yeah, he did. And I saw him later on that night. I said, I heard you was at Pride 112. He said, oh, dog, I had the meatball. I chopped that thing.
Yeah, but
so it's just one of those crazy stories.
Dwayne has to learn the lesson that I learned today the hard way. You can't eat with the big dogs. I tried to eat with Sap. I probably won't eat for another week. Oh, I think God. I had a 9 billion calorie lunch at
Dave,
Scala. With
Dave,
Sap.
What do you want me to do? He's buying.
Oh yeah. Well, then that's only yeah, that's what you have
go
to
go tell
do.
Him the menu. Go tell him what we have,
Mr. Okay. Moneybag.
So here's how it goes. First, he goes, "Hey, I think I'll have a smoked salmon appetizer to get started." I go, "You want to split it? No, we'll take two." Then we went with a chopped salad. Each.
The small one.
Yeah, it was the small, but it was pretty big. Then he went spaghetti with extra meatballs. I went spaghetti with meat sauce. By the way, Sap says spaghetti and meatballs, double the meatballs. Guess how many they brought him?
He's a Hall of Famer, so they bring him whatever
five.
He wants. That's the way life goes.
I got treated like a regular person.
Listen,
they told me five.
Double the meatballs, they gave him five.
I asked him, I said, how many
Explain
comes with one?
What happened there.
Because this is what he, I'm sure Sap goes through life. He has no sense of what it is to just be like a schmo like me. I bet
really?
Dave, these girls, I bet they line up for you. By the way, carrot cake a la mode, just to finish.
Shut up. Warm carrot cake.
Yeah, warm.
You got to warm that thing up before you put the a la mode. I got this for you.
What?
Your first 18 years of living, Did you have air conditioning?
I did, yeah.
In your house?
Yes.
I lived in L.A. I didn't need it.
Did you have cable?
As long as you remember.
No,
all
no,
that
did
stuff,
you have cable?
I did, yeah. Well, when I was 13, we got it.
Oh, okay.
Started watching
cable.
MTV.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have a paved road in front of your house?
I did, yeah.
Mine was dirt, and I didn't have either of those first two, air conditioning or cable television.
And he lived in South Florida.
I can't wait.
I lived in Central Florida.
I'm going to bring all these differences up when I'm introducing you at the Hall of Fame.
And where I live all year long, I need air conditioning.
Yeah,
but
that's
I ain't had none. We got none.
But guess what? Now he's got alligator tile on his floor.
Now he has women with fans following him around the clock and keeping him cool.
Welcome to the island of Zamunda.
Will the Heat win or no?
Yeah, tonight they're winning.
Oh, LeBron's going to be big tonight.
They're going to be big tonight.
What do we think about quickly? If you had to lose one of your five senses, what would it be?
I think clearly it would be, obviously, smell.
Then you lost your taste.
No. Let's assume you get to keep your taste.
Lost your taste.
No, but you get
what
to
you
keep.
Smell is what you taste.
I know, but I was trying to get off on a
I know you're
the
trying
rules.
To get off, but I'm helping you.
I'm making the rules. You get to keep your taste, but even if you lose your sense
then
of smell.
Smell.
Of course.
Smell.
Well,
then
I mean,
can fart and not worry about it.
Wait a minute. You do that anyway. It's the rest of us.
I know. Hey, man. Hey. But sometimes you smell yourself, you're like, good God. I got to eat some more veggies.
My buddy goes, and I know we've agreed that fart jokes are overrated, but my buddy goes.
We just grade them.
My buddy goes, when you're in the car alone and you fart, do you roll the windows up or down? And I go, I blast the Heat and roll them up, man. Unless it's one of those real bad ones.
Sap.
Ed turned the heat on.
By the way, I'd go smell, then taste, then wow.
Hear, ears.
No.
I go hearing before I go on sight.
Touch? What about touch?
Touch is the worst, but you could.
Sight's pretty bad.
Somebody tweeted me a good point. If you're a fan of Roadhouse and Dalton, he does say pain don't hurt. You could be the guy who could actually claim pain don't
hurt.
Yeah,
you'd die because.
I got a finger like that.
Oh, really?
I can put a lighter on for like 10 seconds. We used to get money when we were in college at the bar. We get the bar up in Dan Marino's, get $100.
How'd it get like that?
I chopped it in high school. I hit it on a bus and cut a nerve.
Okay, explain how you were happening.
I was reaching at my homeboy. My mom said the same thing, and she schooled the school board, and they paid for my operation. She said the same thing. How could a bus be that sharp to cut his hand? I mean, cut me right across my nerve.
You probably got treated better in that situation than you did 4 years of college athletics playing for free, basically.
Nah, I got treated pretty well at Miami, buddy.
Oh, I forgot. Did we not say Luke Campbell was
I
there?
Took a pay cut to go to Tampa.
There you go.
Now, listen, let's wrap it up. We've said a great deal. There's so much more to say, but we haven't the time.
Can we just light his finger on fire?
I'd love to do that if we can get a video camera. Let's do that on the Top 100 show.
You got to give me $100, though.
Could Mike Silver?
I will give you $100.
Could Mike Silver or Dave Dameshek, if you had Darrell Revis covering us and you had Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball, could we catch a pass against Darrell Revis?
No.
Could we go off for a pass and get open and catch a pass?
How?
Yes.
How would that work?
I mean, have you always been such a wuss? Have you always just laid down at the other guy's feet?
Wasn't until I had kids.
I mean, okay, I got that part. I got kids too, but at some point you have to fight.
Oh, I would fight.
Yeah, so you catch a pass on Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis ain't God.
How about Dion? In his prime.
Prime would bait you to throw
it. Yeah, he would.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
See,
that's the difference between Dion and Revis for me. Revis just blankets you the way you don't even look over there. Prime would actually let you run that throw and you cut out. Yeah. You'd be like, throw it. And you're like, no way I'm throwing that ball.
What if I'm the QB?
You baited Jerry Rice.
Like I said, he baited everybody.
If I'm the QB and I have, let's say, Santonio Holmes.
Uh-huh.
And we have Darrell Revis again.
He's learning how to walk.
Yes, he's
as a 30-year-old man.
Could I complete a pass against Darrell Revis? Could I, as a QB, throw it to an NFL receiver and complete it?
No.
Really?
No.
Why? Because I just don't can't see.
Well, the whole thing
enough.
About it is,
I got a big time arm. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Are you confident?
Listen, Sap. You know I am. In my football skills, if my mother would have let me play football, I like, look, there's Dan Marino and Joe Namath and Joe Montana and Johnny Unitas and Jim Kelly. That's what I was born into it. It wasn't a choice. This thing's a rifle. Yeah, that's
Zola.
Right.
See, that's
Scott
that crookedness.
Zola. Scott
that's
Zola.
That's that right side of your brain thinking
that's
right now. That's
it.
All it is.
Zab,
no.
I got a better question.
If I would have been allowed to play, I might be in the Hall of Fame. I might be up there with you this
year. Okay, let me
ask. The velocity has to be around 60 miles an hour to complete a ball.
Whatever it is. I'm sure I got it.
Here's a question I have.
That's my problem. To all fastballs. I couldn't learn touch.
You didn't do the curveball?
It's all fastballs.
Oh, that's right. They took away
behind
the curveball.
Behind the Cowboy offensive line in the 90s, behind that offensive line, allowing for the fact if I couldn't get injured and couldn't fumble.
Just lays down.
How many yards?
Injured,
how many
not
yards,
taking a hit.
How many yards would
question,
I gain?
Tim.
No. Couldn't get injured, couldn't fumble, but it's me. How many yards in the mid-90s could I gain and 25 carries behind that offensive line?
Which O-line?
The Cowboys of the 90s.
30.
You know, 30 and 25 carries? That's
yeah,
good.
You're going to fall down.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll take
you're going to fall down.
I'll take 1 yard past the line of scrimmage a carry.
Oh, yeah. That's what you're looking for. Would I get that? You're not looking to go score.
Right. Could I get a yard?
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
That's really not too
now,
bad.
Now, in real life, I would fumble and probably be hospitalized
behind
off the first hit.
Rashard Mendenhall. Yeah.
You got the same speed, right?
Yes.
You get a yard.
Rashard Mendenhall
just
dances
go right behind
around.
Big Larry.
That's exactly right.
Go right behind Big Larry.
You got to put your head down and make the
right behind that monster. Oh,
now,
Jesus.
Oh, man.
The first time I saw him pull, come around the Pro Bowl, my jersey went. When he went by me, the wind. I could feel the wind. I went, my God.
What about?
You sure he wasn't just farting?
No.
Okay.
Who's going to be on this top 100 list? Who's going to be number one and two?
I think it should be Adrian Peterson just based off last season. He was the best player.
I'll bet my check this whole year is Adrian Peterson.
I'm inclined to agree because
AP,
the
A-Rod,
players are voting. They respect what he
Peyton
did.
Peyton gets lots and lots and lots of love.
Just a guy. Right. Just a guy.
I agree with that.
Just a guy.
I mean, he's obviously smart
Hold
and everything.
On. Just a guy.
Just a guy.
Four neck surgeries, 68.1% completion, 37 touchdowns, 11 picks, and a 108 quarterback.
And his last pass he threw was to Jimmy Williams. Just a guy.
One pass.
And
no,
to,
not just one
not
pass.
Just a pass.
Many, many passes in January gone by. People talk about
that. Go the other way.
Brett Favre gets this thing about he's a
gunslinger
and everything else. Guess who else is a gunslinger?
Peyton Manning.
He tried.
Peyton Manning. Yeah, he does everything.
Fails.
Yes.
Tell me, Brett Favre threw 68% completion through the season.
All right, I'm comparing.
I'm gonna give you just as many championships as Peyton. One.
Dan Marino's got zero. I'd say Dan Marino's pretty good.
All right, well, listen. Peyton Manning beat Rex Grossman in the Super Bowl. Dan Marino played one Super Bowl against Joe Montana. That's your difference.
Ooh.
And by the way, I say that he would have beaten the Bears. I stand by the fact
You're
that they beat the Bears.
I like
Bears.
That, though. I like this. Leave it out
You're
there.
Wrong
I'm going to run that by a couple of my Miami Dogs when I get back. They like that.
Well, look, I mean, you saw what happened in the Orange Bowl. I think that was December 1, so eight weeks later.
Marino scored 16 points against the Niners in Super Bowl 19. 16.
That was his first go-round. You know,
he was just getting his feet wet.
Hey, and Full Walker had a 98-yard kick return, so I think it was nine.
That was 17 against Joe Theismann.
Oh, okay, that was 17.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. That, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, 17.
Oh, we have some. Sap,
that was in Palo Alto.
Here's what we'll do.
I
do the sports car. I bring players in. I just did one with
Deshaun
Jackson. It'll be big enough, Sap.
All right.
And here's what we'll do. We'll do a special sports car. I'm going to drive you from L.A., to Canton, and we'll have a gay old time.
It's we go down Route 66, yes. Baby.
We'll do whatever route you want. This is just speaking of food, an hors d'oeuvre to the main course that is going to be me and Sap traveling across these United States.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
The stories and such that we'll share.
The dives we stop in there.
I can't wait to talk to you about the manual. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about your frame of mind. In the Super Bowl, I mean, you know, because I was at Jimmy Kimmel Live the day you jetted it. I mean, flew in on that helicopter from San Diego. I was there. I want to talk to you about all that stuff.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you about
we got a long
pewter
ride.
versus
icicle.
Creamsicle. Right.
Icicle.
Yeah.
Hey, and let me
Bucko Bruce.
I'll make a prediction for
Bucko
Canton.
Bruce with that
with the earring in the wrong ear.
In Canton, you're going to see two great SAP speeches. I predict. I think his daughter will bring it, as he said.
Uh-huh.
And we know this guy is going to go up there. It's not going to be unmemorable. We will all remember the speech.
I can't wait. Yeah, that'll be great. And in the meantime,
I'll see if I can live up to those expectations.
What great fun doing
can you
the
do
top
me one
100
favor
reaction
and
show.
Take Danny yes. White's ass down
no,
off the wall.
Everybody here in Studio 66 who participates on a regular basis got to choose one photo to hang up.
And who's responsible?
That one, who did choose?
Danny
oh,
White
Michael Fabiano.
Was in here.
Fabiano oh. chose that one. Silver and Gold Jacket podcast episode is now wrapped up. Oh, very nice. Sap kissed us all goodbye. Look, Top 100 show right after, I mean, the Top 100 reaction show right after the proper Top 100 as we count it down all the way from 100 to number one Thursday nights, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock East Coast. Then right after an hour, Sap, Silver, Rhodes, Damashek, Kibitzin, about all the misdeeds and bad votes by the NFL players who put these guys on this list and somehow left Jimmy Graham off of it. I can't. Hooey and applesauce, I say. All right, we'll be back with more fun for you next week. We're going to get all the gang back together. We haven't had Hanzeus and Sessler and Rank and Handsome Hank and everybody all together here. We're going to do that next week. Plus, we have, I think, some good things lined up for us, including Ryan Clark, one of our very favorites in the NFL, one of our favorite guys to yap with. So we will do all that next week. Thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.